Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
At the point of my ignition of the prime cosmic meridian. Now, I feel it because you cannot penetrate it, beloved angels, so stop trying. And here's the key, and now it's stopped. So the reason I'm sharing this little kind of mini attack with you guys in real time is because pay attention to what you are experiencing right now from the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th chakras. That would include the high heart area. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is we are heading into a very power-filled week ahead of us right now. And September is going to be all about awareness, and it's going to be the awareness of truth. So the throat chakra is going to become more and more active. Now, when the throat chakra becomes more active, that means that there is this balance and protection and all of this that's coming forward. And there's a lot more to share about that near the end of the month. But the reason Sri and I are sharing this with you right now as we jump into this week ahead is because this is a moment for you to call in your master-filled balance as protection, thereby igniting greater empowerment. Mm. And that's a big, big, big thing.
Balance as protection, igniting your power.
Just kind of sample that. Sri and I have been, that's what we were doing all morning. We were like, okay, let's just try this on. Because I think that that's a very loaded sharing in some respects. I mean, how are you guys feeling about that?
You know, one of the things I want to offer is just it's just sort of an everyday observation. When you are in a balanced state of being, when you are in flow, there is indeed a sense of empowerment because you're able to access your resources.
Ooh, we love that. And, you know, forgive us. I just read in the chat someone saying that there is no sound on oneness and BBS only. No sound on oneness or BBS. Well, that I just don't know if that could even be possible because we're showing correct transmission unless BBS would be having a problem. But the good news is we are on YouTube. How do you get to the YouTube channel? Go to YouTube and just search for Official Sri and Kira. And while you're there, subscribe to our channel. That way you'll always get announcements of when these shows are happening and it'll just come right into you. So we are on YouTube at Official Sri and Kira. And also we are right here at Oneness Talk Radio broadcasting on video. If you go to the homepage,
we're hearing fine
at Oneness Talk Radio. So Oneness Talk Radio audio is working, which would mean BBS would be working because it's a simulcast. So
you need to look at your computer.
And again, forgive all of us that we just took that moment to share, but we really do care. We are grateful that you are here. And again, I just want to give you that phone number, 517-208-1500.
So let's come back to something.
Yeah, let's.
As we are orchestrating our lives, not just living our lives, we're orchestrating. Now consider for a moment, where does the conductor stand? Usually on an elevated podium looking out at the symphony of sounds, that is the possible experiences, and calling forth, amplifying some and diminishing others, bringing in, let's break up the cadence, let's stretch it out. Well, orchestration is the a wonderful metaphor for that co-creative capacity.
Yes, absolutely.
That we orchestrate things. Now, we can only orchestrate that which would cooperate. And that means we can really, orchestration in its purest form is an act of love.
Yeah.
It's coming from your authentic energy saying, I am orchestrating that which is in alignment with my sacred mission for which I took birth here. And it is in alignment with my service. And now let me offer my sacred intent out into this wonderful world. So I offer you that imagery because that's a state of harmony and balance.
Yes, absolutely.
When we're beginning to flow with, you know, to flow with and have some influence without losing the fact that it took a lot of participants. It takes a lot of participants. And so power is an act of divine flow. Power is an act of authentic expression. And so trust that when everything is in flow for you, you are in a powerful state. It's that time.
And, you know, as you're sharing that, Sri, I felt called to just bow. I felt really called to just kind of move into a namaste experience with all of you. Very much that in Lakek, that I am you, you are me, that Shiva Ham, that oneness, that Om. And the reason I'm sharing that is where we find our true power. You know, really, and sincerely, when Sri and I were in our beautiful basket chairs, I must admit, overlooking a valley and mountains so vast, I keep pinching myself that we get to live here.
The river
I was like, this is just too surreal. But as I was doing all of that, what I was very acutely aware of was the witness witnessing the witnesser of the witness again. And that this energy of balance is power. Can only be achieved through really relaxing out of the densified experiences. And this is why the week ahead is so extraordinary and so exquisite. You know, one of the things we mentioned yesterday, and since we are video broadcasting just fine, I am going to go ahead and put right up now. This is, if you're watching us, I just put up the 2019 overview that was shown to me last year, that we put this up and we've been working with this all year long. And what we have been doing throughout the year is adding. And one of the things that has transformed now is that we just entered the second cycle within the cycle. Now, remember, our first cycle within the cycle was when? It was way back. It was February through April. Remember that?
Yes, February, March,
right?
April.
Okay. And there's only two this year, and this is it. And this one is bridging choice to choice, whereas February to April was experience to awareness. Very different energies. So we are in a month right now where our mastery presence is before us and where choice is the reason for the experience. Yet, this is a cycle within the cycle. The true choice that is being set in motion right now will actually be in front of you again on November 5th. And between November 5th and November 20th, there will be a very intense moment of, I want to use the word resurrection. It will be the resolved resurrection. Because remember, this started in June. And if you look at June, June is in the only illuminated purple there. June was when the ascension frequency adjustment came up. And until that adjustment happened, the rest of this chart was empty. The only thing that was on here was when the retrogrades are going to happen. And when the core creation was going to affect the outcome. And so in June, because we said yes to the activation of the lineage holder experience, that called forward a activation at the core, the center of resurrection energy, which in July was resolved. And because of that, we are here in August, and this really started amplifying just this past Thursday, but it began with the Lionsgate propulsion on the 8-8, that we are now in a rich opportunity to not only make a choice with our eyes wide open, we also have the opportunity to be jumping ahead to understand what it is we're choosing without causing any form of interference. That's power. This is not about power over. This is not about third chakra. This is about fifth chakra illumination, whereby the heart is guiding all of your density experiences, because the soul energy is anchored in the fifth, seventh, ninth dimension in such a way that you are this. This is why we made this graphic, okay? This is what's going on right now. We are in this intense spiral that is weaving everything as perfect balance. Thereby, there is always protection. Thereby, you are in the power. You see the power of that generator? That's a generator of power. And that's what's in front of you this week. And because of that, as the divine director said, there's going to be moments in the week ahead where you're going to feel a little off balance or caught off guard unless you're aware, oh, this is one of those moments where my balance is my power. Try that on, because that's kind of a wild one to try
on. Let's just say that again.
My balance is my power. try that on. I lose my breath.
Yes.
Because I know even for myself, I'm not a master of this one yet. Yet I know that's why it's in front of me. Mm-hmm. My balance is my power. And in many ways, this feels to me to be for all of us kind of a really crucible moment. And because of that, Sri, and we've been getting a lot of letters, and we're going to read some of them today in the second half of the show. But because of this, a lot of people are feeling either like they've gone backwards. Mm-hmm. A lot of you are feeling, what happened to my joy? What happened to this? What happened to that? I was feeling great. Or just the opposite. Because you have anchored in it, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I can keep up with everything that's happening. And that's kind of where you and I are right now. It's like,
we
just have to really keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because it can become almost overwhelmingly too much. But it's very much that vast valley. And that's why the balance is the power, right? The balance is the power, because through the balance, you are clear and you are unshakable. When you are in your perfect balance, no one can take you out of it. That's the mastery moment before us all. And it's a very exciting one, Sri. Mm-hmm. And it's happening with everyone in many different ways. And we are being flooded with letters. And like I said, we're going to read a few of them as well, because it's beautiful and it's touching.
And so let's come back to that one more time, because this is important. My balance is my power. When we are out of balance, you will have many of indicators, such as a sense of anxiety or any other lower frequency emotion. You will have a sense of being out of control, a sense of self-doubt, a sense of stress. Can I even get through? Can I make it? And so balance is where we're able to draw upon the resources that are ours, whether that's a learning you have inside of you, a wisdom you have inside of you, or the ability to call it through.
Mm-hmm.
That's power, is it not?
Exactly. Exactly. Now let me share. We just had somebody put this in the chat room, because when we can really tie in, I mean, and Sri and I kid you not, guys, as we were out on our patio in our little nice bouncy basket chairs, and I kept saying, try this on. This is really something that you try on. And here's what Guest 97 is saying, and Jennifer just responded as well. This morning, I noticed that the creation is on its way. Yay! If it didn't happen the way I am working on it, it will happen the other way. Exactly. Because of balance and the need for balance, and this takes away fear. And 97 is in again saying, this was just this morning and it was even on my mind. Well, that's because my angel, see, this is that flow. This is why you found this community. This is why we're all here together right now. Mm-hmm. The more that we relax and trust who we ourselves are, the easier this all happens. And so everything that I'm sharing with you, that Sri's sharing with you, that we are sharing with each other, is coming from a heart unified in sincerity, love, and presence. And those are the three magic ingredients. If you ever want to kind of put a little like quickie 1, 2, 3, is this for me on something, you need all three. You need all three. And the archangelic realm has been so clear about this. And the ascended masters have taught this to Sri and I so often, that when you put all three together and you do not waver from that, then even if it seems like it's slow going at first, it will eventually do what it is supposed to do. And you will always be provided for, always. And so what are the three magic ingredients to your miracle life? Number one, sincerity. And that means not only sincerity in yourself and why you're searching and the things that you're looking at and why you're in, and what your intention, right? Sincerity comes down to intention. Mm-hmm. It means with those you're interacting with, right? Mm-hmm. Sri and I, we've been writing about authenticity and the path of authenticity since 2003, when nobody wanted to hear about authenticity. And we've just kept it going. You know, sincerity is just who we are. And sometimes sincerity will cause someone to say, I'm going to hit a dislike, or I'm going to unsubscribe. And you know what? That's okay. That's really okay. You know, I have two mottos around that. If I'm not making somebody angry, I'm not doing something right. Number one, because that would mean that I'm just saying whatever needs to be said to make whoever as many people happy as possible. Because I could care less about you, right? What we care about is the truth. And sometimes the truth is not fun to hear, right? And that's the second piece of it, is that we know that when you have sincerity coupled with absolute love, and that's number two, right? It's sincerity and love, mm-hmm. meaning that love, empowered love, and that's what August is. And I think that's why this is coming forward so powerfully this week, right? August was about what? The rise of the empowered feminine, the Kali Ma. Sometimes tough love is exactly what's needed because we don't want to get out of our own way. We think we do, but we don't. And so that's love is loving you enough to never lie to you. And to recognize that not lying to you doesn't mean you're given permission to hurt someone. Mm-hmm. Not lying means you're given permission to always see their best and to invite them to see it in themselves. And the last is presence. And, you know, that's the one thing, Sri, that I think you and I can honestly say, and those of you that have known us for a long time and have come here to visit us and have been with Sri and I, this is our life, guys. What you see here on the weekends, this isn't a stage show. We don't read scripts, as you can tell. We sometimes don't even know what we're going to say to you until the night or the morning before because we're in that much trust of the divine guidance. And so you've got us. This is what presence looks like. It looks like wearing what we want to wear, even though I've got like a whole altar around my neck right now, right? It's about saying what we feel, being what we are. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you in this detailed format is sometimes the left brain needs all these details to understand that this is power. Balance is power. Power is not dominion. Power is not about taking from another. Power is not about lording over another. Power comes from the balance within that you know who you are, yes, that you're not afraid to be that being, that you love yourself enough to say yes to you. And that you have enough trust in the universe that no matter how hard it might get, and there will be those moments, Sri and I can tell you, there will be those moments. But if you hold on then, there is always another side to it, and it will always blow your mind. Yes. And we know a lot of you are in this moment right now because we've got the letters, and we're going to read a few of them that will, I think, strike a chord with all of you, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things to remember is that balance and power do not require anyone's permission. They need nothing from the outer world.
Yeah.
Just like freedom. Your freedom does not depend upon being granted anything from anybody.
Nor will it ever be. Never. You can never have freedom granted to you or bestowed to you. Freedom only exists here.
So your balance, your power, your freedom, this is inside work. This is the truth of your authentic beingness as it is expressed outwardly in a visible form.
Yeah.
How visible, that depends on your mission, what you're up to. But
yeah,
expressing outwardly is an important ingredient in the balance of the energy that is inside of you.
Yeah, no, yeah. So this is one of those weekends, one of those weeks where, you know, for Sri and I, we find a lot of our balance in our days, usually out in the water therapy center. And for me, usually with a lot of very loud music that I love and singing and allowing those expressions to come in. We have lots of musical instruments here and things of that nature. But I would play it on the air for you right now if I could without getting bleeped out of YouTube. But what I will share is if you want to have some fun with an oldie but goodie, go listen to Redemption Song as done by Mood Swings, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think it's on the, I don't know if it's on the Psych Delicatessen album or the one before, but the band is Mood Swings. You can find it everywhere. And it's Redemption Song done by them. And they've mixed it.
Wonderful mix.
They've mixed it with Oh Happy Day. And the words really get to you. And so I'm sharing this with you because what is your song that inspires your power? For me, that song inspires me. It offers me a sense of power. It offers me a sense of empowered experience and a recognition that transcends us all. And so what is your visceral fun touchstone, right? Mm-hmm, like, Sri, what's your fun touchstone?
Well, that's one of them. The other is being out in nature and feeling quite small as I gaze into the infinite beauty. And that, to me, makes it, it's funny when I say it's quite small. I just feel like I'm a dot on the screen. I don't feel small. I feel like I'm part of something much bigger. And that, to me, is empowering. To know that I am part of a tapestry and it's beautiful.
Well, and this is, you know, this is another thing that, you know, literally, and for those of you that have been here to Tosa Blue Mountain, you know why we do this. Everything around Sri and I is an altar. Everything. You know, just this morning, we have a beautiful, we have lots of San Pedro gardens here, and I love sitting and meditating in them. And one of our San Pedros, it's a trishul, it's a big triple one. I don't think it was healthy when we received it, but it's been healing. And this morning, I had to stop everything I was doing to go tie ribbons and crystals around it. And I did notice, Shree, that the top 3 inches of it are bright green again. And so what I'm realizing is that we are also kind of like a healing sanctuary here on a lot of levels.
Yes.
When Shree and I were sitting out on the patio this morning, our huge avocado tree, I am not kidding. I will put a picture in the newsletter. If it keeps going the way it's going, we're going to probably have at least 600 avocados. I mean, at least. And I'm thinking they should be probably ready for the Christmas group. I don't know if they're going to be ready for the – they won't be ready for the September group, but you'll get to see them.
Yeah, they're just little babies right now.
Exactly. And it was so symbolic of this week that this was a tree that has not blossomed since Shree and I – became the custodians of the special land. But yet this right now, everything's blooming, and it's blooming during winter, and it's getting even bigger. And this is why balance is protection becomes the power. And that the as the balance energy around you dances with this protection energy. And remember, on August 15th, it was just this past Thursday, we had that rise of the honoring of the brother-sister spirit, the full unity of the masculine-feminine, the protector energy that arose as a harmonized spirit, non-gender being that came forward with the propulsion of the Lion's Gate and literally is meeting this Gaia vortality. And so this is a week where if you can really start saying yes to the dimensional experiences that are playing out in front of you without doubt, you're going to start soaring and seeing even more. We are at this moment, and it is profound. It is just profound. And I love somebody who's like, I was in the store today, James Brown, I Feel Good. And we all started singing and dancing.
Good.
Yes, love it. And pay attention to that. See, that's in the midst of it, what are we paying attention to? Were you in that store hearing, I feel good, or was somebody else complaining somewhere else, right? That's a sign of our mastery in motion, because it means that we're not letting the density fear body constrain us anymore. That's true power. And this is why we are always protected. This is why there's people who can get away with a lot of other information that isn't true, because in the end, you're your own lie detector, and you are the one who is able to walk through anything and smile, especially when we're anchoring this multidimensional funness.
And this state of the process, they call it the self-ascension process, that this beautiful globe is transiting right now. Remember that whenever there is an opening of light, there is also a polarity at work in this zone of density. And so many, many people are going to be becoming more self-centered, more self preoccupied, more self-full, more selfish.
Yeah.
That goes hand in hand. And you will notice within yourself at times, there may be a tenderness, or as some of we mentioned earlier, a sense of self-doubt, or a sense of pain.
Yeah.
Because each of us has an egoic shell inside. And that egoic shell is healing and softening and allowing the authentic energy of your soul's beingness to come forward ever more, but it doesn't like to let go.
and this was part of August, right?
Yes.
August was all about this ego ride.
I just want to remind you that this little sideshow can be going on inside of you. There can be moments when you when you have this energy, like the teenager who didn't get his way. You know, you might have a little of that. Oh, damn.
Well, okay. You know? So I have to share, Shree. This is why, and this is very typical, right, of what's going on right now in this moment. This is why when Shree and I were approached by the Zen Pack people, we said yes, and said yes, let's get Navigating the Inner Matrix out to as many people as possible in mid-August. The whole reason we said yes to this campaign was because of the timing. Because this very moment right now, what you were just saying is the reason why, if you have ever taken our Navigating the Inner Matrix program, please pull it off the shelf, pull it out of the dust, and take it again. And if you have never taken it, this is a literal one-time offer that will end Tuesday. And there is nothing we can do about that, because we do not control. We have no
contract.
Nothing to do with us. Go get Navigating the Inner Matrix for half price. And right now, between now and Tuesday, so it's like $49, you get literally $3,000 worth of other courses, support, books. I mean, cool topics and things that maybe right now the best $49 you can do is surround yourself. And you're going to have like so much material that you'll never get through it all. It'll take at least a year.
You'll have stuff you can give to someone else.
Exactly.
Share it.
What an incredible gift to gift yourself and gift them. So go to SriandKira.com, because Sri, as you're sharing and as I'm watching in the chat room and as I'm hearing everyone, guys, this is the moment. And sincerely, love yourself enough to claim your balance. And you cannot claim your balance. You know, when you were talking about the other little chat room going on in the head, I'm like, do you only have one? How many of you have lots of mini tapes going on at once, and yet you're still trying to be here? What if you could honestly transcend that?
Yes,
I mean, think about how much more creation energy you'd have to be successful.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes the voices in your head are useful.
That's true.
And sometimes they're just sharing a perspective that you really do not need to adopt.
Well, you know, that is true.
It's like an old tape unwinding.
Yeah.
And so it does take a lot of self-love and a lot of self-acceptance to say, okay, this too is going on. You know, I'm reminded when I first was trying to meditate, then I got
I think we all remember that stage of trying.
I like many people, I kept complaining that, well, my mind chatter took me away. Next thing you know, I'm off in a thought stream, well aware from the present moment. I'm well gone from the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And there came a point when I realized that all I had to do was watch the thoughts, to just be aware that I was thinking, not to do battle with
You can even be amused by it, guys. That's part of being a witnessing experience, when you can actually be amused by it.
Yeah, and so when that witnesser perspective began to grow in my consciousness, oh, there I am thinking about some problem with a design or a fantasy or whatever, but I'm aware that I'm doing that. That's the gateway to your freedom right there. And that's what meditation can offer you, is an opportunity to unhook from being consumed by this flow, but not to try to do battle with the flow. The flow will take care of itself as you shift your own center, as you shift your own vibrational state. You know, life looks a lot different at the top of a mountain than it does down in the valley. And that metaphor relates to your whole vibrational process.
Yeah.
As Einstein said, solutions are never found at the level of consciousness that created the problem. And so as we lift, and maybe it's momentarily, maybe it's just a moment of peace where, oh, I'm looking at this with greater clarity.
Yeah.
There's your power. That's what we're talking about.
Well, you know, speaking of clarity and power, I do want to give a shout out to one of our listeners who sent us an email that it was interesting. When I woke up this morning, I was called for whatever reason to check this email address, and this was what was waiting for me. It actually had come in at 1:55 a.m. overnight in my time, came in from overseas, from Asia. And the reason I want to give a shout out or talk about this email a little bit, we're not going to read the whole thing, nor are we going to mention the name or country this came from, because I do not want to betray this person's identity. However, I do want to share this, because what they have done is such a strong act of mastery and such a giant leap of power in a moment of power that, sincerely, I felt the sincerity. Remember, what are those three magic ingredients, right? If you ever want a quick checklist, was there sincerity? Oh my gosh, so much so I had tears in my eyes. Was there love? Yes, and it was coming from that space of the true ascended presence. There was no judgment. There was no blame. There was no shame. It was that honest to God love, that pure energy and the presence. And I actually know this being. I've had the honor of being in person with this person, and I just want to reach out to you, my love, and say, oh my God, we are so proud of you and we love you. And to remember one thing that, and Sri, are you going to read some of this?
I'm happy to.
I think, you know, guys, let's just read some of this to you, because the other thing is, we know a lot of you are doing this just as much. And if you're not, maybe hearing this will be inspirational and It's a very inspiring moment. So let's all just be inspired, then we'll jump to our call board when we're done.
Yeah, we'll see if I can grab some of the appropriate segments. So
please change country and anything else. Okay.
So the email begins with, the radio show was very pertinent to my life.
This is yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries.
As I am now home, I'm witnessing my family dynamics have shifted so much. It's as though I've entered a parallel universe. And in some sense, it's true. I'm grateful for my parents progressing through their own sacred path, which assists me in claiming my own.
How many of you are in that in one way or another, right? Whether or not you're someone at the beginning of your career and you've moved back home, or whether you're someone who's now caretaking for an elderly parent, or someone who's just, that's how your life exists, or roommates, or even your own family. But how many of you are feeling like you're in another dimension right now in that experience? I mean, I think this is very potent for a lot of us, especially at this moment in August.
And so then this next sentence is one of those nuggets of truth. He writes, the core issue is still ever the same. Why hide and therefore lie?
Wow. I love this letter. I just am so proud of you.
And he goes on to say, I visited a social media page of someone that I really consider my twin flame, and I witnessed her goddess presence speaking out fearlessly about things that she loves and wants to champion, and the solidarity of that. And it reflected back to me with an intensity, and I realized I cannot deny myself any longer. I saw in myself the genuine desire to commit wholly to the divine and the truth within me. I like that. I saw in myself the genuine desire to commit wholly to the divine and the truth within me.
Sincerity, love, and presence in motion. That's passionate action.
And it goes on to share that so many times I rejected that I didn't deserve to be heard.
Navigating the Inner Matrix, take that program.
Yeah. Now, so here's where we get to a grist moment, the grist that sharpens the saw, so to speak, and gets us firmly clear. Within this commitment, and in my heart, I know that I've broken through. I've been dancing with my parents in ways that don't serve my expansion, and today I confronted them about this. We were all hiding and lying. My parents were understandably triggered and frustrated, and my mother, thinking that I'm straying from the Christian God that is her truth, sought to play the agent of God role. And I witnessed all of this and smiled throughout, because all throughout I was in my truth, and I could see my parents as who they are, whose higher selves were embracing me the entire time.
This is what I love. This is the mastery moment. Beloved one, today I bow before you, claiming you. Because that is the mastery moment, to be in the exact moment. Mm-hmm. And to not give in to the emotional body, to remain in your ascended presence, to stay in sincerity, love, and presence. And I know that, I don't know if she's going to read, I know it went on that it got a little rough.
Yeah, it gets a little rough. And so the parents seeking to impose their values and beliefs upon this person, what he says is, I discerned that I witnessed the presence of love. I stood my ground without needing to attack or defend. And while my parents will now no longer financially support me.
So they played every card they had. No, you need to know.
Yeah.
This is what will happen. And we're going to talk about what it takes to stay in your power. This is why this letter is just so, this is a miracle letter.
Yeah. And I'll share a comment in a minute. So let me just stay in the flow of this. So I am in resolute knowingness of my worthiness, and I have the support of the universe, and I am liberated. And while my immediate plans have been utterly dashed, I have the realization that the truth does not require fighting for as much as being with. And I know that in my heart, I am always with you, beloved beings.
Oh, we are just, thank you, Angel. And I know you're listening, or at least my heart it feels that you're listening right now. So thank you. We love you. And for all of us that just had the blessing of witnessing that letter, here is everything that happened right. Number one, this was done without any sense of judgment. There wasn't this sense of you're right and I'm wrong. There was the recognition as a lion coming out of the woods, because if ever you wanted the absolute visceral definition of what is going to happen when a lion comes out of the woods the first time, this is it. Yeah. You are met by the three energies. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to our website, shrinkira.com. Messages from the Masters, Lost Books of the Essene, number 5. Read it. Because when you as a lion say yes to who you are, which is exactly what this letter was, and exactly what, and this wasn't after the fact. Huh? This was a postscript. We just got the blessing of hearing what happened. This had already happened. Then you are always, and they even say this in the ensoulment, you are always met by these three energies. Not maybe you will be. You will be.
Yes,
well, one of those energies is people who are out there already going, welcome. Well, that's all of us. That's this community. And you know that along with this beautiful being that was your inspiration on Facebook, your the one you resonate with as your twin flame. And so there is that. But they said there are also what they call the hunters. And the hunters are the ones who will directly attack you with their words, and they will use everything they can. And money is the ultimate sword of the world of density.
Yes,
for
it is.
Most
big
people.
Power tool.
For most people. And then the other are those that will run away. And you might find that there are some that aren't going to be able to hang around you right now. But here's the key, right? Stay the course. Stay the course. As long as you remain this committed, especially with this type of energy around you, the moment of not knowing is so short that you turn around and go, wow, maybe I should have enjoyed that time a little longer.
Well, the other thing that I've learned, because every one of us has had our chasms that we span and our dark nights, is that nothing is ever truly lost.
Right.
Sometimes the family card, when that's played, we fear like we're going to lose our very foundational structure.
Right.
And the only thing I can offer is that which is true will return if it's needed.
Yeah.
And for the moment, stay with the authenticity of the revelation of your true beingness. And let it all reorganize, because everything has to shift around
you
now.
It does. And as a parent myself, and as someone who went through exactly what you've just gone through myself, what I can share with you is that most parents really in the end just want you to be happy. And if you are happy and you are flourishing and you are consistent, I guarantee you that the words that might have been said during a shocking moment today will melt away through their recognition that you are happy and that you are flourishing and that you are exhibiting sincerity, love, and presence. That will always triumph. It might take a day, a month, a week, a year, but it will happen.
They usually need to see it consistently to finally move into a state of acceptance
and
we've find
seen
their
it.
Love again.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Shreen, I've seen it. We've had so many people. We've seen it. Trust me. If it's meant to be, they will come back. All right. Let's go to the call board and let's see, Shree. We're going to go. We go to our anonymouses. Let's go to our anonymous. We have an anonymous blocked unknown caller.
Hello.
Welcome. Okay. We're going to let.
Hello.
Oh, there we are. Hi.
Yeah. Hello. This is Wendy from New Mexico.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Good. I'm new to you guys, as you know from my 2 emails I sent you, and I've been going through a lot with a capital A-L-O-T.
Yeah.
But hanging in there, and wanted to, say hello and thank you, and I'm glad to be part of this community. I did have a question. I've been told by a healer who's a friend of a friend that I'm going to be ascending very soon, which I can kind of feel and see based on pretty much everything falling out of my life right now. and I'm fine with that. I'm actually looking forward to it. However, what I was told is that I'm not coming back, meaning I'm not going to be one of those people that can be in multiple dimensions at the same time, at least not in terms of ours, meaning, somebody in another dimension able to
Can I stop you? I'm going to stop you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm stopping you. Okay. I want you to bring your hand to your heart. Yeah. Now here's where I'm stopping you, because you're calling in and you got through on a moment where we're talking about balance and protection as power.
So the first thing
I want you to do is just relax your eyes, relax your breath, and relax your third chakra that's fluttering like a butterfly. Just let it relax. Let your second chakra relax and let your first chakra receive this message. I deserve because I was born. And the reason we're starting here is because everything that has been said to you is not true unless you want it to be. Everything that's said was said to you from a space where you're so ready to give away the truth of who you are to someone you think knows more than you do that you've actually taken on what they've said. I don't care who they are. I'm looking at your energy field, and your energy field right now is saying, if this is what you want, let's do it. But there is a whole other energy around you, and the ascension is about becoming this brilliant, amazing being while you're in form. It's about ascending into the higher aspects of who you are while you're here, but it is your choice. And I love that you're our first caller, and I love that this is about power, because here we are in this moment of choice, knowing that we're in a cycle within a cycle, which means that between now, literally right now in November 5th, and for any of you that are resonating with any of this that's happening with this beautiful being in New Mexico, Wendy, Angel, you have to decide what you really want. If you really want what you were sharing and what they were telling you, then you can co-create that to look any way you want. However, you got to get really clear, because this is going to get really convoluted unless you're really clear, because you have more power than you've given yourself credit for. So I am really glad you're our first caller today, and thank you for being here. I love you dearly.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Many blessings. And, you know, I want to share Sri, because for some of you listening right now, I pray you didn't think that I was hard on her, but those were her guides that wanted her to hear that. And this is what Kali love looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many of you, if you have not taken any of our courses, especially if not taken quantum clairvoyance with me, or learn about soul charting, join me in October. I mean, we have so much co-creative power inside of us that when we see others and we receive readings or healings, it is our co-creative capacities that receive that energy, but it is up to us where that energy really goes. In the end, you're controlling it. And so when we can resolve that without being afraid of our own power, because you see, so many of you are afraid of your own power, when you can love yourself enough to realize, why would I ever be afraid of my power? Because if I am truly empowered, I am only working in the highest service of all. So if we can really own that, then you're free to become extraordinarily, profoundly, I want to use the word flourished.
Yes.
Because it feels like see this beautiful lotus, you know, around this. It's that. So, wow, Sri, that was pretty wild, don't
you
think?
Well, and it's a wonderful reminder.
Yeah.
The purpose of a reading is to have reflected back to you something that you already know.
Yeah.
You know, and that you haven't been paying attention to. Something that your higher self, as we would refer to, is saying, hey, take a look at this.
Yeah.
You know, trust this flow.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we get really distracted by the content of our lives, and we forget that content is part of a greater context that is leading us into a blooming. We're like that wonderful flower that's forever blooming. Our whole life is like slow motion expanding.
But, you know, flowers don't bloom if you bombard them with 24-hour news cycles. If you bombard them with conspiracy theories. If you bombard them with sitting in rooms with all of your friends talking about how horrible things are. That's the other piece of this, my angels, is you're here now. So that means that you're a little joy bubble in your community. It means that whether you know it or not, you are carrying a frequency of light that when you walk into a room, the entire room lifts.
Mm.
And that's not anything that should be appealing to your ego. That's what together we do. I enjoy walking into any room where there are beings of light and having to close my eyes because it's just so bright in there. That, you know, oftentimes Sri and I have these very cool sunglasses, and it's because we can see. And so I literally have to put on shades because it's so awesome. But that's because, according to the lost books of the Essene, Sri and I do literally follow what they say, which is when you are with the asleep, then tuck them in and make them comfortable. We don't even, there's people that we meet that have no idea what we believe in, who we are, how we share, how we live our lives, no idea. And we just smile. And when you are with the drowsy, give them a glass of water. And so we do that quite literally. We might feed them and do a few other beautiful gifts together. And then when you are with the awake, I like to say dance.
Yes, be.
Have fun. Be, share, support, experience. And that's what these shows are all about.
And that brings us back to one other recognition / reminder. Look for the joy.
Always, you know, always.
When you are feeling that sense of positive attention, that sense of positivity, because joy is not depressing. Joy is always in touch with the creation energy.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
Oh. Well, okay, Sri, I'm going to go over here to, I'm going to the phone banks, and I'm going to, it looks like Concord, California. Hey, Concord, California, namaste.
Namaste, this is
Amara. It's
Amara.
Amara. Namaste, angel.
Just say ah.
Ah, it's Amara.
Ah, yes, ah. I am so elated to be present with us, our community. This is the most powerful show. I can remember all of your shows are so powerful, but the blessing of this day, this powerful moment, is just outstanding. I've been contemplating and playing with tones and lots of beautiful crystalline tones that have been into my life thanks to you and other sources.
Beautiful.
And playing with the tones of the golden ray.
Nice.
And I wanted to share the amazing power of saying yes to navigating the inner matrix, because it is the stepping stone to, so I was in tears with the sounds of the pure sea. I was in tears today, realizing that we do have the power, and we have the power of sound in each of us, which is the throat chakra, the fifth chakra, which is our power, and how we speak.
Yeah.
And how we even think.
Yeah.
And every morning, the salutations of light that you are saying and reminding everybody, it's, this is the time. It is not just armor. It is nourishment.
Yes.
And the nourishment is that balance, that harmony we talk about. It's so connected.
Yes.
And what you were talking about of having all the classes. Everybody, I feel like jumping up on a soapbox and saying every one of the classes linked together, and the salutations lift more and more as those classes and tools are integrated. So this weekend, I invited myself to claim my power and who I am more publicly, and I anchored healing with Amara. And that is my new email, and it will be my Facebook page I'm still working on, and my website. And it's because of you, my dear teacher, because of you calling in power. You called in sincerity, love, and presence and met me at that level. And I thank you. So much gratitude. And if there is a message, divine message, to prepare me for the next few weeks to come, I would be so open and so grateful.
Oh, well, first of all, I know Sri and I are both just humbled and honored. I'm just bowing. I feel like I need to bow in your presence. And the message, and it's so beautiful, it's coming from all these ascended masters, and it's so cute. One's got like a hoe in his hand, and one's got a shovel, one's got a pitchfork. They have like all these implements of farming. And they're saying, you have dug the soil, you have tilled the earth, you have gotten your hands dirty, you have planted the seeds. Now smile and don't forget to let the next step be really fun. And that's what they want you to hear.
Thank you.
It is. Namaste. I love you. I'm so happy for you. Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Happy, happy.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Namaste.
You told me. Be happy. Find your joy.
Yeah, well, you found it, my angel. Thank you for not giving up. See, and this is Sri. This is exactly like the letter we had earlier. You know, we have been blessed to know Amara many, many years. We've been blessed that she has traveled the world with us on many of our journeys. I'm sure she'll be with us in Peru next year. And hey, if you guys want to get on that wait list, our Peru journey's getting really full, really fast.
We haven't even put all the details together.
It's
gonna be fabulous.
Oh my gosh, we almost have all the details done. Send an email to Ecuador@SriandKira.com or just go to Tosa Blue Mountain and hit the contact form and say, yeah, I want to know about this Peru trip next year, because we've got a lot to do down there. And what's laying out for us is amazing. And of course, there'll be a pre-journey here in Ecuador at Tosa Blue Mountain. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that we have traveled the world with Amara. We have witnessed Amara, and she never gave up.
She is
another example. And guys, I can't say it enough. You know, Sri and I, 17 years we have stayed out there. We have stayed the course no matter what. Sincerity, love, and presence, no matter what. If you don't give up, if that spiritual tenacity empowers you, then your balance and your protection dance together, and that becomes the power that will radiate your truth and ignite everything around you. And Sri, our phone lines are ignited.
Yeah. Well,
all right, let's go to, I'm not sure where that is. It looks like that's also California. It looks, I'm not sure.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. It looks like maybe a Jenny in California.
Hello?
Okay, no, we're not hearing you. So, okay, maybe next time, honey, or we'll come back to you. All right, let's go to Michigan.
All right.
It looks like we're going to say hi to, maybe it's Holly. It looks like we're going to Michigan. Namaste, Michigan.
Hi, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
I first want to start out by saying I am so grateful, and I have such heartfelt gratitude and love for the both of you, and the classes you offer, the weekly shows is something I look forward to week after week. It keeps me in step. It keeps me open and aware of everything that's going on. I've been following you guys for probably 10 to 11 years now.
Thank you.
And it started with navigating the inner matrix.
Yes.
Which my soul was cracked wide open, and I took that class, I want to say, probably about 9-10 years ago. I was introduced to you guys by Patty Markham Peterson, actually.
Okay.
And, I'm just calling in for a mini soul reading. I've got a lot of opportunities ahead of me, a lot of choices, changes upcoming. So I'm open to whatever you have to offer.
Well, thank you, my angel. And I'm just going to jump right in because I didn't even notice the time on the show either. But yes, when you said you have a lot of opportunities coming up in front of you, you are like, and forgive me, these are the words of your guides. They said you are a womb of opportunity. You are carrying a lot of creation energy right now, so much so that it could actually be weighing you down in your feet. I see a potential for some holding extra water in your system. And so what they're saying is that the flow that is upon you needs a greater canvas to create. And so they're saying go out and put your hands in soil. Just play with dirt if you need to. They're saying to water, drink water, get into water, play in water, go get a massage. And they're saying that move the energy more fluidly. And then within the next, and it's funny, you mentioned these choices. This is that bridge, this whole cycle. That's why you got on the show today. It's all about this cycle. Everything, this is all going to happen for you between now and November 5th. And by November 5th, this opportunity cycle will have had the greater canvas, and the picture will be very, very clear and already in great momentum. Process is the words they're giving me. So thank you for helping us culminate today's energies with that kind of wonderful creative process. You are the womb of creation.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are most welcome.
Many blessings.
Namaste, angel. Namaste. Many blessings. Wow. Whew, well, guys, I want to share with you before we go any further, please check out Navigating the Inner Matrix, 50% off plus legitimately $3,000 in other programs only through Tuesday at shriankira.com. Also, please join me this coming Thursday night on Soul Mirrors Be Amazed when I'm going to interview Sri Ramka. I'm actually making him call in from another computer, guys. So you are going to actually have an opportunity to experience my beautiful soul mirror, our beautiful soul mirror, Sri Ramka. And it is the second culminating moment of Shravan. Powerful moments ahead for a big week of power. So please make a note Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here at Oneness Talk Radio and TFRLive.com and all affiliates. And just know that the week ahead is yours. If you have our app, and I hope you do, look for our bigger update and ensoulment tonight.
So, beloved ones, take a deep breath. Let a smile come to your face and know that as we are always connected, as this show comes to a close today, may you simply trust the flow and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.